I'm Lorelai Kinnean. I got a chance to chat with a long-time Iditarod veterinarian.
My name's Mike Gascoigne. I've been coming to the Iditarod as a veterinarian for 16 years.
What keeps you coming back to the Iditarod year after year?
I don't know. I really don't. I enjoy it, but when I finish, I always say I'm not coming back next year. But it's a great mob of people. The veterinarians are a great mob. The mushers are really nice. And the general staff of the Iditarod and the people are, I find, really, really good.
Now, on the Iditarod Trail, these dogs see a lot of different conditions. You know, last year there was tons of snow. This year it sounds like there's not a lot of snow at all, especially in the burn. Now, without snow, what might you be dealing with all along the trail?
The thing we're going to see if there's no snow is going to be foot problems, which we haven't had as a major concern in the race for quite a number of years. When I first came here, it was probably the major problem we had. In the last few years, it's probably been the least common injury we've seen with foot problems. That's down to the fact that we've had adequate conditions as far as snow goes, and the quality and type of bootie has improved. Plus, more mushers are wearing booties all the time. The other thing we'll see, no doubt, is just general locomotory injuries. You know, running on uneven ground, doing quick turns to avoid things. You know, so if it is like this, I do expect to see more injuries to the locomotory system, to the legs and shoulders.
So can you talk a little bit, there's, you know, a lot of animal rights people who think Iditarod is just crazy that people run these dogs for so long. Talk about that. What do you see the Iditarod in regards to the health of dogs?
If I thought this was any way detrimental to the dogs, I wouldn't be here. That's number one. And I'd say most of the veterinarians and probably all of them wouldn't be here. I don't think any of us think it's detrimental to the dogs. All you have to do is see these dogs, see how happy they are, see how they perform. In fact, the person that's generally in the worst condition is the musher. And the dogs are raring to go at every checkpoint, barking their heads off, obviously extremely happy. You only have to go to the start of the race and just see the dogs and hear the noise. It's just incredible. And the dogs are really, really happy dogs. In fact, and the other thing is, they're very well looked after. I would go as far to say is that the dogs on the Iditarod are probably, on average, better looked after than a lot of pet dogs. I mean, they get excellent food, excellent care, excellent exercise. I think that the dogs are marvellous.
Anything else you'd like to share?
Not really. Just say thank you to the people for allowing me to come up here and work on the race. I mean, this year there's three Australians and directly on the race, and one South African who we've all teamed up together, and plus one veterinarian who does technical work for the race.
And you guys are volunteers, correct?
Yes, we pay everything ourselves. You know, I mean, the airfare over here is about $3,000 Australian, which is about $2,500 US, and then a bit of pocket money. I mean, we are very well looked after once we get here, and I figure that over the period I've been coming, it's probably cost me in excess of $100,000. But, you know, I enjoy it. I'm retired from general practice now, so I have time to enjoy my life.
Again, that was Iditarod veterinarian Mike Gascoigne, who's been volunteering for the Iditarod for 16 years. He's from Australia and is back for the 2010 Iditarod. Iditarod 2010 on KNOM is brought to you by NSCDC, TeleAlaska, and Wells Fargo Bank.